Hello to all my Chavarim Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on Ashir, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Mishnayos. We're up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. And the Mishnah starts, Hatokei L'toch HaBor. He blew into a bor. Rav says, a bor is a something that's dug out in the ground. And Tiferes Yisrael says that according to the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, he means that someone stood outside the bar, or as we're going to talk about a water cistern next, a dus, and he blew. And certainly, if someone blew a shofar and he was in a cellar or he was in an underground cave, which is completely and was had a ceiling above it, that would also not be good. And there you have more of an echo. But here he's blowing, and the question is going to be, is he listening to the actual sound, or is the person who's listening to him blowing hearing an echo? So the Drisha on him in Tav Kuf Pei Hei Os Aleph explains, why is it letoch, to the inside? It sounds like he's standing on the edge of the bar, and he's blowing into the bar. But the Rush says, or he's standing outside the bar, and the mouth of the shofar is in the bar, or that he's also in the bar. So the way the Rav explained that the first Rav explained based on the Rambam that he was outside the bar, the Drisha said that's what letoch sounds like, to the inside, that he's outside, he's on the edge. But the Rav says, no, it could be he's inside, could be he's outside. The Ran brings from the Rav Haigon that, what are we talking about? It seems a very strange case here. Someone blowing and there's a pit. He's blowing into the pit. So he might be inside the pit. It's himself. Rav Haigon says, we're talking about, they learned this halacha at the time when they were enemies of Klal Yisrael, that were ruling Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't let them do mitzvahs. They had to find hiding places in order to do mitzvahs. So they might have been hiding in a pit, in a bor, and whatever, just to be able to sneak away and do some kind of a mitzvah like blowing the shofar. So the Mishnah said, "Tochei l'toch habor," and the next part is "Ol l'toch hadus," or into a dus, a water cistern. As the Rav says, it's a place above ground that has enclosed area, mechitzos. Tzvi Yisrael says from Baba Basra Daf Samach Dalan Aleph, it's mashma that there's a different type of dus. That the Rashbam there says that a bor is, it's dug into very hard ground that will hold water without any extra materials. And the dus is something dug into soft earth, and then you have to put some rocks around to make walls inside the ground. But according to everybody, a dus is like a bor, and it doesn't have any ceiling over it. Rashi and Al Chav Zayim and Alf, the Ramaskal Bar Dus, explains that a dus is above ground, but the Meiri explains, no, it's below ground, as the Tiferes Yisrael explained, and the Bir Halacha, Simen Tav Kuf Pei Zayin, the Ramaskal O, explains that even according to Rashi, most of the dus would be underground, and there's only a small amount above. So Rashi's mentioning the above part of the mostly underground dus. Ol l'toch ha-pitam. And Rav says, what's a pitam? It's a big kli made of cheres, an earthenware kli. Tiferes Yisrael says the word is actually pitus with a samach. That's his gerza. And it's similar as brought in beginning of the second parak of Beya. It says there, bali patasim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, parak aleph halacha ches. It doesn't make any chiluk like we had before, as far as whether you're standing above, outside the area and blowing in, or whether you're inside. Because the Mishnah explains, because it's not normal for people to be standing inside a kli cheres. So he doesn't even mention that. That's why the Rambam's Mefarish were talking to the people who heard the sound going into this pitus, the way whatever the gerusa is, and coming out. So, in any event, no one would be inside this kli, but they'd hear the sound coming back out of it. So here's what the halacha is. Im kol shofar shama, if what he heard in all these different cases is the actual sound of the shofar, yatsa, he was yatsa. Im kol havara shama leyatsa, but if he heard the echo, he won't be yotze. The Rav says, someone is outside the bar and he hears the blowing of the shofar, that someone is blowing in a bar, because those in the bar themselves definitely will be yotze, because they're hearing directly from the shofar all the time. And the question is, someone standing outside, is he hearing the echo or is he hearing the actual voice of the shofar? The Rav Akiva Eiger brings that the Rush writes that how are you going to know whether you're hearing the voice of the actual shofar sound or an echo? That's pretty hard to discern. So he explains that it must be, the Pirush is of the Mishnah, that if he heard the call of a shofar, means those who are standing in the bar, they definitely going to hear the call of shofar. So if you were one of those people in the bar, and you definitely heard the call shofar, and then it's one did, they'll be yotze. But if you heard an echo, which means you were outside on the edge of the bar, then you would not be yotze. So he's learning the Rush that if someone is tokeil tocha bar, only people inside the bar would be yotze, because they're hearing the direct sound of the shofar, and the people standing on the outside would not be yotze because they're hearing just an echo. Tiferes Yisrael says, similarly, if someone blows in his house and someone else heard from a distance, just heard an echo, he's not yotze. It's not necessarily the case of echo talking about in a pit or in the water cistern, but even if it's outdoors, but he's far away and he's just hearing an echo, he won't be yotze. And he brings from the Ran, but by a chavis, even if someone is inside, the chavis and blows will not be yotze. The Rush in Perek Daled Siman Yud says that even the person who blows won't be yotze if he hears the sound of the echo together with his kol shofar, because the mitzvah is l'shmo kol shofar, as the bracha goes, and not to blow the shofar. So therefore, an echo, it is going to be, he'll hear together with the shofar, and that will possible it. So if you're underground, you have an issue there. Shulchan Aruch Archayim Siman Taf Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Aleph says that Tokeya Betocha Bor or Betocha Mara, someone blew into a bar or into a cave. So those who are standing inside the bar or the cave, they're yotze. And those who are standing outside, if they hear the kol shofar, they yotze. And if they hear an echo, though, they weren't yotze. And similarly, someone who blows into a big chavis, something like that, if they hear the kol shofar, they yotze. If they're not, if they hear the sound of the echo, they're not yotze. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches there says, how come the Mechaber didn't make a difference between the one standing inside the chavis and outside the chavis, just like he made he mentioned both cases as far as the bar goes. So why did he make a chilek by the bar and not by the chavis? Because it's not normal for people to go inside a chavis as they do into a bar. And all he's doing is putting the shofar there and blowing, but he's standing outside. And some say he brings from the Ran, but because of this, the reason why he's not machalak machaber, because in a chavis, the echo is much louder, and even if you're inside, it's possible you heard the echo, and therefore you should be machmer and go over and read, the Mishnah Berurah says, if this is the case that you're in, you should be a machmer and go and hear the tekiyas again without a bracha, unless you're 100% sure that you heard the call of the shofar. And v'chein, the Mishnah continues, Mishay Eiver Achari Beis HaKnesses, someone was walking by the outside of Beis Knesses. Osho Haya Beis Hal Samach LeBeis HaKnesses. Or his house was near the Beis HaKnesses. V'shama called Shofar, or called Megillah, and he heard someone laying the Megillah, or he heard someone blowing the Shofar, in Kivin Libo, if he had Kavana, then as Rav says, if he had Kavana to be Yotze, okay, what is this Lashon Kivin? Kivin Libo, its makar is in Daniel, Perek Vav, Pasuket Aleph. There it really means windows, because they concentrate the light. Okay, and therefore, and when it says he kivin libo, they mean he keeps his mind concentrated on it. And because in Nach and the Talmud, that's what libo means, his mind, his thoughts. Only in Eov, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, do they use the word moch to mean something else. And there it means the inside the bones, the moch, the meat that's inside the bones. That's a different type. And he was on Kivin Libo, which is his mind. Okay. The Meiri says that Miri says again that when it says that he was over Achari Beis HaKnesses, he brings from the Shamela. Over is that if he stopped, he wasn't just constantly walking, but he stopped when he heard the Megillah or the Shofar. Then he was Stama, having had Kavana to be Yotzi. So if he forgot afterwards, if he did have Kavana or not, then he can assume that he did, and his yotz is chiyav, and that's brought by the Magen Avraham and Siman Tafkav Peites Os Hey. So the Rav says in this case, someone is over Achari Beis HaKnesses, that even if the person who blew the shofar didn't know he was there, didn't have kavana for him to be yotze, he is still motzi him. And we're talking about like the chazan or the main batukei and the shul that blows, he has kavana to be motzi everybody who hears him blowing with his blowing. So therefore, even if he didn't have in mind this particular person was walking there up behind this base of Knesset, he didn't know even about him, he would still be yotze if the Tokeya had in mind anybody could hear this, and if the person was walking behind had kavana to be yotze. But the Tokeya himself, if someone, he is blowing for a particular yachid, just for one person, to help him get Yotzi de Chavaso, he has to be sure that the person is having Havana to be Yotzi, and he has to have Havana to be Yotzi. This is Yantif brings that they compare these from the both sides, for the person who's making the sound, the person who is hearing, that they don't have to be together in one place. The Israel says that's why he mentions V'chein, because the first part of the Mishnah is talking about Ushma, that even though Afal Pikein, the Shmi is not Roy to be Yotze in the Reisha, because the call itself, it's just the echo, it's not the voice, and it's safe because the person who's listening doesn't have Kavana. That's why the two cases are here. Both cases about whether his hearing the voice of the person blowing is actually good enough to help him be Yotze or not. Okay, now, according to the Shita, just the next piece, the Mishnah first. Afal pi shezeh shama vzeh shama, zeh kivin libo vzeh lo kivin libo. Even though one person might, they both might have heard the shofar blowing, but one person had his mind to it that he wanted to yotze the mitzvah, one person didn't. So there's a difference. Two people hear the same thing, and one be yotze, one would not be yotze. In the Gemara, Daf Chaf Chesam Beis, it says that this mishnah is talking about mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. When you want to do a mitzvah, you have to kavana to do the mitzvah in order to be yotze. But according to the sheet, the mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, you still at least have to have enough kavana to do a maisa of the action. You have to have intention of doing the action, but you don't have to have kavana for the mitzvah in order to be yotze the mitzvah. The Aruch Laner says by a Megillah you have to have das that day itself is Purim, and the person who's reading the Megillah is not going to be a guy or a cotton. That would be enough if he had that kavana and he knew those facts. Magen Avraham and Siman Taf Kuf Pei Tes Os Dalet says, if someone entered the Beis HaKnesses to hear the Tkiyas, and at the time that Tkiyas he didn't have kavana, he was distracted, still he's Yotzi Yeschiv. The fact that he went into the shul shows he has kavana to be Yotzi the Mitzvah. Continuing on Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, which is the Gemara's in Daf Chaf Tes Med Aleph, V'hoye Kasher Yorim Moshe Yodav Agavar Yisrael. Talking about the Mechama Gal Yisrael had when Amalek in the Midbar, and it says in the Pasuk, when Moshe and would raise his hands, Klal Yisrael would win. And this is in Shmos Perk Yitzayin Pasuk Yit Aleph. The Rav says, since before we were talking about Kavana Salev, we're going to talk about something else here, that you have to have Kavana. Here you have to be Kavana for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that way Klal Yisrael would win the war. So the Mishnah says, Chiyadin Shal Moshe Osa Muchama, is it actually the hands that are up in the Shemayim, raised up, that's what's doing the war? Or they're going to lose the war, or shover us, Muhammad? So the Yom Teruah brings that if everything had to do with just Moshe Rabbeinu raising his hands, he would never bring his hands down. He would just keep it up the whole time, and that would be a conduit for the bracha from Kadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. But as Sisra Chama says, we see here it depends also on the Muhammad of Yeshua, as it says in Pasuk Gimel, V'yachlosh Yeshua es ha-malach levi-charev. So we see that Yeshua had a big factor. It wasn't all just the Siyat Shmaya. So El Alom Elachal calls Manche Mistaklan Chapimala. It wasn't that the hands were winning the war. It's just when he raised them and they looked at Moshe Rabbeinu and they saw him there, they would raise their eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tfilos. As Yom Teruah says, that if everything was dependent just on his raising his hands, he would never bring them down. And the Sisacham says, we see that it is also relying on the Muhammad of Yeshua that to win, as it says in Pasuk Gimel, Vayachlosh Yeshua es ha-malach levi-charev. He weakened them, so that was also the part of the winning actions, not just the Moshe raising his arms. So the Mishnah says, Alom l'cha kol zman shim ha-yimastak l'cha b'mala, as long as they were glancing up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Chassam Sofer says, this is opposite what happens in a normal warfare. In normal warfare, you face your enemy and you look at him to make sure he's not going to beat you, and you're looking for some kind of change that would help you win. So, as long as they're looking up, and they bow themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avim Shem Shemayim, Hayim Eskarpin, they would win. And Lav Hayin Oflin, but if they didn't subjugate their will, that's the better word, from Meshabdim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would be signed to fall. Tefer Israel says, that's why Moshe raised his arms, that people should see him being Mespalel, and they should also be Meshabdim themselves. Also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yom Teruah says, the raising or the dropping of the arms of Moshe is a simon in the Haftacha, and that the Shibud and the fact that Klal Yisrael has belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Meshav themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when they raise up their bitachon, then Moshe Rabbeinu raises his arms, and when they weaken from the bitachon, he would lower his hands. So it depends on Klal Yisrael. Tosfos brings that raising the hands of Moshe was a hairah, was a ruling. They should be looking then up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Meshabed their hearts to him. And therefore, he went to the Givat Yisbal, that everyone should see him. And Lechem Shemayim says, even though Meseches Brachastaf Yerem Abeis, it says, Lo Yisbal Makam Gavo, you shouldn't go out to a high place to daven. Here, there was a need for him to go up so people could see him. So it was kind of like an Eis Lasso LaHashem. Continuing on, Kiyotz B'davar Ta'omer, similarly in the Gemara, in the Torah, you see this idea. In Bamidbar Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Ches, it says, Atzcha Sarf, Simonis, make an image of a snake and put it up on a high thing. Vayakol HaNashach V'ra Osachai, anyone who had been bitten and sees it will live. So the Mishnah says, V'chinachash Meimis HaNachash V'chai, is really up to this snake whether the person is going to live or die. Ella, what does it mean? Bisman Shisrael Mistaklum Kapi Ma'alam. When Klal Yisrael look up to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Meshabna Sleepin Leviyim, and they subjugate their hearts to Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'Sheba Shamayim, Hoyim Misrapim. That would heal them. From love, Hoyim Nimukim, otherwise they'd wither away if they didn't throw their trust into Kadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, says we learn from this that whether you're making a tefillah that you should prosper, like in the Macham of Ramalak, or even if you may mispalo just to be saved from a tzara, like when with the snakes biting them, your tefillah is not listened to unless you have kavana that you'll be strengthened in the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mission continues. We're going to talk about people who possibly may not be included in the mitzvah. So Cheresh, the verse 12 says, even if he speaks and he doesn't hear at all, but if he's an elam, which means that he hears, hearing is fine, and he can actually speak, but he needs extra help, the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Semen Tavkuf Peites Sifbei says, a Cheresh is even someone who speaks and doesn't hear, and he is not mostly kiven, since, let's read the words. Shachar says, Cheresh afilu medaba lo ve'en shomei en emotzi. He can't be emotzi anybody else if he's a Cheresh. Even if he speaks, but as long as he doesn't hear, he can't be emotzi someone else. Why? That since we know kivan she'eno shomei, since he can't hear, lav bar chiyuvahu, he is not someone who has the chiyuv in the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah of Sifkan Gimel says, because we are making the bracha tzivan lishmoa kol shofar. If he can't hear it, then the bracha can't tie together with his actions. And the Mish says now shota. We did the cheresh. Now the shota. The Rambam Melchus Edus Perik Tes Lachotes says, like someone who destroys anything you give him, he is not conducive to the minyan. He's not machliv in mitzvahs. All we have to be is be permanently connected to him. And we are responsible for his meisim. The katan, that was a shoyt, the katan, Meiri says, someone who's less than 13 years old, the boy, so cheshet v'katan can't be mosi any, the rest of the people, with their chiyuv. First rule says, why say rabim, any mosi to rabim? To tell you that even those that aren't actually 100% mechuyev in themselves, like women and children who aren't b'nei chinuch, still, he came in to see them. But women, even though they're part of a shofar, because it's man gramahu, still, they already makabal themselves the chova. But when he blows for them, for someone who, the person who's blowing actually was Yotzi in the mitzvah already, they should make the bracha, not him. This is there by the Rosh Hashanah. But here we're talking about Tokei Lezecher. The Tokei can be Mavarach even though he's already gone, and it's better that the one who listens should make both brachas. Okay, so here's the final rule in the Mishnah. If someone is not mechuyev, he can't be mechuyev others. Tesis Yantu says that we're coming to include even Birkos Nanim, because it says that if someone was Yotze, he can't be mechuyev anybody else. The Bishlam and Birkos HaMitzvah, Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zelazeh, and therefore, even though he was ready to for himself, he can mozi others through a din of arvus. But mirchus hananim, there's no arvus, because let him not eat it, and he won't make a bracha. So put yourself into this suffix. Chesver Kiberius says, it doesn't mean he's not mechayiv at all when it says kol she'en mechayiv, but it means if he's not mechayiv, 100% sure, but he is mechayiv misafik, he can't be mozi others who are mechayiv. Bevadai. Okay, and the first rule explains that there are three levels. The three levels here. Berachos HaMitzvos, or even Berachos HaNanim of Mitzvos, is like the Bracha Bori Pi HaGafen of Kiddush, or the Motzi of Matzah, something like that. In those cases, even if you Yotzi, you can be Motzi someone, even though they're going to get some benefit more than they should be. let me just phrase that again. The first level is Berachos HaMitzvos, or even Berachos HaNenim of a mitzvah, like Bar Paragraph and Kiddush and the Motzi of Matzah. And there, even if someone was already Yotzi, he can be Yotzi others because they have a chiv to do it. And Kol Yisrael be even Lazeh. The second case is Berachos HaNenim, like bread and wine or any other drink that people use to kaveya a suda, and they sit together and they accept everybody together. Then, even there, the person who if he wasn't Yotzi, he can be Motzi, and if he's Yotzi, he doesn't, can't be Motzi. And similarly, in the bracha on bread, on Shabbos, when he is really Yotzi, he can be Motzi others, because if someone is really Mitzar, he doesn't have to eat the bread, and he's Pater. So therefore, it's like any other Berachos HaNen. And the third case is Berachos HaPeiros, and other things like that, even if it's not in a suda, you were in kaveya to eat together. Even if he wasn't yotzi, he can't be yotzi anybody else. The simon for these three kinds of cases is makaf, mitzvos, kaveya, and peres. And mitzvos, you can always be motzi someone else. If you're kaveya suda, if you didn't make the bracha, you can be motzi them. And the third case is the peres, even if you weren't Yotzi yet, you can't be mostly anybody else. The Ksosa Choshen and Simon Kuf Pei Beis Os Aleph says, Mitzvah Shvagufo, you can't have someone else do for you. Because the Torah wanted you to put tefillin on your guf, or you want your guf to be in the sukkah. So there, everyone has in the chiv of their own chiv of their body, and you can't be samach on anyone else's kiyum mitzvah for Mr. Shibagufa. That's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you could reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.